Welcome to the Lioness Queen Podcast Season 3, where our motto is all about being residue free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now, let's jump into our weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha. Welcome back. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is January 4th, the first Tuesday in the month of January of 2022. Happy New Year. Happy January. Happy Tuesday. Happy New You. Yes, that will be our mantra. New Year, New You in 2022. Say that to yourself. New Year, New You in 2022. Say it again. New year, new you in 2022. I'm telling you, I pray you are excited about this new year and what God is going to do new in you in 2022. I truly believe you are on the brink of something great, and I feel it in the atmosphere. Woohoo! Woo, let me not get too excited in the beginning, right? But, you know, you have to believe in order to make this transition into the new that God has for you. Amen. And so my prayer is that you continue to live your best life like it's golden, forgetting those things that are behind you and pressing forward into the new chapter God has destined for your life. And so this month's theme, which I'm so excited for, the new year of 2022, you have everything you need. I need to say that again. You have everything you need. Before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episodes started. We absolutely love supporting others' creativity, and we are so honored to do so. So this week I found a poem by Carolyn Oakley. And the title of the poem is called When You Walk Through a Storm. And so it says, when you walk through a storm, hold your head up high. And don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of the lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of the lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on with hope in your heart, and you will never walk alone. You will never walk alone. Let me say that again. You will never walk alone. Yes. Thank you, Miss Carolyn. Thank you so much. It's interesting. I didn't realize the poem repeated itself. When I read the beginning, I'm like, oh, I like this. I didn't know it repeated itself. And my favorite part of the poem is when you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. I love how this starts and how it repeats itself, right? I truly believe many of us back down, and many of us are afraid of the dark. And when I say that, I mean metaphorically, right? Now, some people can be afraid of the dark, physically. But what do I mean by that? when I say that. And so many people, including myself, right, we do not acknowledging our fears. And honestly speaking, many of us are afraid of what we don't know. Let me say this again. We're afraid of things we don't know, things we haven't experienced. Like, new territory is a internal fear that we have, you know. And we're afraid of the unknown, especially when, you know, we've never seen anyone come through it, go through it, get through it, you know. And so this is a storm like never before, because it's something that you've never experienced, something you've never seen, something you've never heard of. And it is something that is so sneaky, right? It creeps into our subconscious in a way. It plants fear in our subconscious in a way. And you never realize it until it's triggered, until a situation presents itself and you feel like you have no control over the situation. And I have to say, I mean, it's almost like this pandemic. You know, we have given this virus so much power over us, especially in our mindset, you know, in the spirit realm, that it's really unbelievable how much power we've given COVID over Christ, right? This C, right? The word starts with a C. And there's another C word that's bigger than COVID. And we have given it so much power. We have allowed the enemy to cause division in our homes because of this little word. We've allowed the enemy to cause, plant hatred in our hearts, you know, over this little word. Who's vaccinated? Who's not vaccinated? We have been bitter and felt ill will in our hearts towards people who don't wear a mask, you know. And let me say this: don't let somebody sneeze or cough around you in public and they don't have a mask on. You know, we in our mindset, we are going crazy about what other people aren't doing, you know. Although our heart comes off as like, how dare they? But on the inside, there is a fear of the unknown. And there's a fear of what if I get it? What if they give the virus to me? What will my body do? How will my body respond? There is a fear of what if I give it, if I get it, then I can give it to my parents. I can give it to my children. I could give it to my grandparents, my great grandparents. Like, there is a fear that must be dealt with before God can shift things in our lives for that next chapter. There's some things that God is trying to expose in us through this pandemic. He didn't allow this on his calendar for no reason. He orchestrated and planned this pandemic to get ourselves together. And so I'm thinking about releasing, because I talked about that in the I Am series. But you must get to a place where you are ready to release the old and embrace the new. Say that to yourself: I'm going to release the old and embrace the new. And so you must get to a place where you release your fears and you release them today. Say today. I'm not sure if you have done this yet, but I want you to write down. This is something I want you to do. I'm not sure if you've done this. Some people do like a purging at the end of the year. But what I want you to do is write down everything you are afraid of. Most of your fears typically are connected to your future self. Something in the future. Well, what if I don't get this? What if this doesn't happen? What if this happens? What if this person dies? It's always in the future. They are rarely connected to the now. Oftentimes in future tense. And so you're so consumed by the what if, you can't even embrace or spiritually see how God is moving in your life right now. And how he's moving in your life right now is connected to your future. But we're so stuck on trying to foresee things things when we're not Omega. He is. And so even as this relates to the pandemic, you know, I was thinking about society and the world, you know, they're so busy thinking about how the pandemic has impacted people in the future. Again, future tense. It's like they're planting fear in the world even before it happens. And that's what the enemy does. That's what the world tries to do. They plant fear. They plant negativity in us to give us a certain perception, to give us a certain way of thinking about what next. And so it's like they are planting fear into the world even before it's happened. They are already speaking. I don't know if you've heard about this, but they're already declaring in a way that mental health will be a huge issue once this pandemic is over, especially among children. They've already made that declaration in the atmosphere. They're speaking about impacts on our bodies. If you've had COVID, you know, there are a lot of people they're talking about, oh, you'll be a long hauler. They're trying to already predict what will happen to your body. They're talking about how the pandemic will impact the finances and Social Security, how the pandemic will influence how we treat diseases and manage viruses, and how the pandemic has caused this divorce influx, marital issues, communication issues. Because we've been isolated so long, we even know how to communicate with one another. Even how much Trump has caused this shift in our democracy into, he's trying to create this dictatorship. Society has planted fear into, has tried to plant fear into our subconscious, not to mention our own self-imposed negative thoughts that we've had looping in our heads over these past 2 years. And how they've influenced and shaped how we process what we have, where we are, what we need, and what we believe. And so when I was thinking about this episode, you know, I'm always trying to think about someone in the scriptures that, you know, we could relate to, or that could relate to what we're going through right now. And I'm telling you, almost every episode, I probably could relate to the children of Israel. See, the children of Israel were a blessed and chosen group of people just like you. Let me say that again. The children of Israel were a blessed and chosen group of people just like you. I hope you know and you realize that you are chosen. Amen. But sometimes we fail to realize we have everything that we need and we don't know it. And we don't realize it. And we can't recognize it. Because of the space we're in. We fail to believe that God is with us in the midst. And he's already foreseen everything that we need before we even arrive at that point in time. Ooh, I gotta say that again. I hope that blesses you like that blessed me. We fail to believe that God is with us in the midst. And he has already foreseen everything that we need before we even arrive at that point in time. See, God wanted Moses to go a certain way that landed them at the Red Sea. See, there was a direct route, right, that Moses could have chosen, and they could have made it to Canaan faster, right? Even with over 2 million people, there was a faster route. There was a faster route. God did not lead them along the main road that runs through the Philistine territory. Even though that was the shortest route to the promised land, God took them another route. And so, see, God foresaw and knew that the children of Israel would be afraid if they were confronted in battle with the Egyptian army. God knew that. So God had to lead them a certain way to usher them into believing God and who he was and what he can do. And so I need you to believe that for yourself. God is leading you a certain way. There is a shorter route. There is a faster route, but God is taking, he's leading and guiding you a certain way to usher you into believing God is who he says he is. Amen. And so God led them away so that they could come to the end of themselves. And when I say they, I want you to apply it to yourself, because he's doing that to you and to me. Amen. He's doing that to you and to me. He's leading us a different way. In other words, God shaped how they would process what God did for them. God shaped how they would process how he set them up to realize that this was the way God ordained. He set them up in this way. This is the journey the children of Israel needed to let go of their past in order to believe who God was and how God could bless them in the midst of where they were, in the midst of being at the Red Sea. See, there was a journey. Hear me today. There was a journey God took them through to get them to the point of believing more in God than themselves. Let me say it a different way. There is a journey. There was a journey that God is taking you through to get you to the point of believing more in God than in yourselves. And so God was trying to get them to a place of letting go of what was and believing in the new. Believing in the new. Trying to get them to a point of believing that God is greater than anything, no matter what. Get them to trust the journey that God provided for them, even when they did not see it, even when they did not know it, even when Moses didn't disclose everything to them. Ooh, this is where we are right now in this pandemic. This is a journey. And we are too consumed about the Red Sea, not realizing God has given you everything you need during this season you are in. Ooh, that's blessing me right there. Ooh, Jesus, huh? And so we tend to forget, not only is God Alpha, but he's also Omega. We love saying those two terms. God is Alpha and Omega, but oftentimes we forget that God is Omega. So he's already predestined your steps before you even arrive in that space and time. Amen. God has already peeked into your future. God has already made arrangements for you to be blessed beyond measure. God has already predestined your next chapter for miracles, signs, and wonders. But there are a few things that God says we need to stop doing before we can step into the new. And so number one, he was like, we need to stop complaining about this journey. Woo, I'm telling you, if you want to call a group of people in the Bible complainers, it was the children of Israel. See, that is what the children of Israel did. And they were good at it. They were very good at it. They complained to Moses about this path, this journey he chose, or God chose, that consequently allowed the Egyptian army, supposedly what they thought would be to their demise, that they would be killed and slaughtered, not realizing what God was doing in the midst. Say this to yourself, God is doing something in the midst. Say it again. God is doing something in the midst. See, it's easy for us to assume or them to assume that the army behind them, you know, again, I need you to think about this. Think about how the children of Israel were processing everything that was happening at that moment at the Red Sea. And so it was easy for them to assume the army is behind me. And that army, they were abusing me for hundreds of years. I dealt with abuse. And now they're ready to kill me. They're ready to take me out because I left. I'm not doing work for them anymore. So I know they are ready to kill me. But the fact that God, the one thing that I would say that the children of Israel forgot. And it's a fact. right? It's not an assumption, because sometimes we get those things confused, assumptions and facts. The fact is, God freed over 2 million people, his people, out of slavery. And he's like, wasn't that enough for you to believe what I can do? I mean, it would have been easy for a handful of people, but God allowed that many people to be free. And so that should have triggered something in the children of Israel to understand that they were chosen, to understand that they were blessed, to understand how special they were. See, it's easy to complain when all you see is your Red Sea. Oh, thank you, God. I need to say that again. Somebody else needs to hear that. It's easy to complain when all you see is your Red Sea, and you don't see how God led you to that place. Ooh, he led you to that place. See, God wants you to look back over your life and see the places and spaces he's freed you up. And you do the inventory how far you've come in your life. The song says, we come this far by faith. Leaning on the Lord, we come this far by faith. And so it is not the Red Sea that is the issue. It is the condition of your heart that has planted doubt and worry in your mindset that causes you to complain about the wall you see in your life today. And so God is saying, I need you to look back. say to yourself, I'm gonna look back. I'm gonna look back. And I'm going to see how far God has led me all the way. I'm going to look back and see how far God has brought me. And I'm going to come to a conclusion. I'm going to come to a conclusion that I was never alone in this journey. Number two. Ooh, that blessed me right there. Say that to yourself. I'm never alone in my journey. You're never alone in your journey. I feel like somebody needed to hear that. Number two, woo, you're never alone, baby girl. You're never alone. Woo, okay. Number two, stop thinking the worst. Stop thinking the worst. I must say, this is such a challenge for many of us because our minds just some kind of way shift and go to the worst thing imaginable instead of trusting God's journey. Instead of trusting this holding pattern God may have you in right now. See, when you're at, you know, I was thinking about this holding pattern. When you're at an airport, there are a lot of planes ready to take off and land. Sometimes you got to sit on the runway until it's all clear and until it's your turn. Well, in the same regard, sometimes God has to keep you on the runway or the tarmac, whatever it's called, in a delay mode. Right? Until you are all clear to take off. And so God is saying, stop looking at the delay as a denial. God never denies. He only upgrades. Woo, let me say that again. God never denies. He only upgrades. Now, there may be things you think should have happened, but when God has something greater, he will keep you in a holding pattern until it's time for you to take off. Woo! It's almost time for you to take off, y'all. It's almost time for you to take off. And so God is saying, I need you to stop thinking the worst in your life. Stop thinking the worst. Woo. That's the place I need you to be right now. Stop thinking the worst. Because when the time comes, God will give you the clear to take off. Woo, he's going to give you the clear to take off. See, he can't take you off until you get your mindset right. You got to get it right. You have to stop making false assumptions about your life, false narratives about where you are, and false premises about your future. I need to say that again because I need you to write that down. You got to stop making false assumptions about your life, false narratives about where you are in this season of your life, and false premises about your future. Because God's promises are yay and amen. And nothing you do, anyone else tries to do, can stop his promises. Sometimes it's easy to think that what other people have done stop God's promises. And I truly believe that for myself. I think I was in a space in one point in time. And I was in this space where I thought that my ex-husband stopped the promises of God over my life. I felt like he stopped it because he wasted my time when he really could have been honest with me about how he felt. And honesty is the best policy, even if it will hurt, right? It's best to be honest versus wasting someone's time or playing fairy tale when everything wasn't fair and everything wasn't peachy king in your mindset when you really were tapped out. And so how I interpret the rejection is that because of the decision that he made, because he didn't want to be with me any longer, he wasn't in love with me. That's what people say. I'm not in love with you any longer, when love is a choice. How about that? Being in love and loving is a choice. He didn't want to choose to be in love with me anymore. Let me say that. And because of that, I'm like, you wasted my time because I thought X, Y, and Z, this is what God promised me. God promised me more children. Like, there were some promises that I'm like, God, you promised me X, Y, and Z. And so I thought other people could stop, or I thought he stopped my promises. And God is like, no, you can't even stop the promises that I have over you. I'm not going to give somebody else power to stop the promises. So stop believing that lie. Again, false assumption, false narrative, false premise. And so God is giving you everything you need because he was with the children of Israel when they were freed, and God is with you. Amen. He was with them at the Red Sea, and God is with you in your Red Sea. He is there more than you know. So it's time to stop looking and start listening. Listen to his voice. My sheep know my voice. See, he's always speaking if you're on the right frequency. You got to get on his frequency. Amen. So you have to be on his frequency in order to hear him, and he will guide you if you let him. Last tip, you must believe beyond the natural. See, definitely, I think this is one of the strangest concepts as a human being, is to believe beyond the natural realm. And believe in the super, the spiritual realm, right? Which is the supernatural realm. See, John 18:36 says, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from this world. Colossians says, set your minds on things above, not on things on the earth. Again, that's the spirit realm. This is a way of being. God is trying to get us to a way of being in this spirit realm. We are to live with our minds set on things above, not on things of this earth. Unfortunately, there's so many distractions, right? I mean, I'm telling you, it's distractions everywhere. It's distractions when you're driving. It's distractions at work. It's distractions in the news. It's distraction on TV shows. It's distraction in movies. It also can be distractions in relationships. Relationships with your children. Distractions are everywhere, right? And they're pulling you into the natural realm. But God wants you this year, to make a declaration, to make a decision, to apply his word, to only believe in the spirit realm, only think in the spirit realm, only live in the spirit realm, only talk, only breathe in the spirit realm. God, because when you make this transition, then it will lead you to a new way of thinking, a new way of speaking, a new way of walking, a new way of praying, a new way of believing, and a new way of living. See, where God is taking you in this year of 2022, you must let go of the complaining. You must stop thinking the worst and believing all the false assumptions and tap into the spirit realm to believe in the new that God is bringing you into. Let me say that again. To tap into the spirit realm to believe in the new God is bringing you into. And so see, God wanted to take the children of Israel to a new space and a new place. He wanted them to cross over into the promised land, but it was all about their mindset and believing that God has given them everything that they needed. They didn't need anything else. And I only talked about the time that they crossed the Red Sea, but whenever they needed food, God provided. God, they didn't have to go to the stores for their clothes. Their clothes never wore out. God gave them everything that they needed. See, they were equipped and didn't know. You are equipped and you don't even know it because you are seeing in the natural. And so God is saying, you are equipped. My daughter, my son, you are equipped. God is saying, I need you to come out of yourself and let me do this new thing in you. The seeds have been planted. The cultivation work has been done. And now I'm waiting on you to allow me to water your garden so that you can grow into where I am taking you. God is taking you somewhere. Say that to yourself. God is taking me somewhere. I hope you are hearing me today. On the first Tuesday of January 2022, he's taking you somewhere. God didn't bring about this pandemic for nothing. He's raising up an army for his kingdom. He's raising up warriors to share their story, to bring him glory. This is not the time to shrink back. This is not the time to shrink down, but to rise up and take your place in the kingdom of God. He's called you. Stop pushing things off. Stop giving assignments to other people. No. God has given you this assignment and you have everything you need, just like the children of Israel, to cross the Red Sea. It's time. Just step out to the edge of the water as Moses did. Allow the water to run back and forth over your toes. Feel the wetness on your feet. Stretch out your staff and believe God will move on your behalf to get you to the other side. Don't worry about the naysayers. Don't worry about the hypocrites. Don't worry about the Egyptians that are trying to kill you. Don't worry about the people who are trying to hurt you and abuse you and talk bad about you and try to tarnish your name, your dream, because Omega has already destined you to win. He's already destined you to come out on the other side. He's already destined miracle signs and wonders for your life. He's already destined you to be blessed. He's already destined your family to be blessed. He's already destined everything is working out for your good. Stop looking at the distractions. Tune into his frequency. Hear his voice. Let him lead and guide you where he is taking you in this time and season in your life. And if you do that, he will raise you up like never before. He will raise you up to a space and a place that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, because Omega has already, he's already put it on his calendar. He knows the date because there is an assigned date. God is just saying, I need you to believe that there is an assigned date on the calendar that you are already destined to win. You're destined to cross over. You're destined to step into the promises of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go ahead and declare our weekly affirmation over our lives, because this year is a new year, a new you in 2022. So I want you to repeat after me. I am a lioness queen. God wants me to rise up. He wants me to take the rightful place as the queen I am. He wants me to be residue free, intentional in my fight, stand on the word of God, realize I am a masterpiece. I am enough. I am a lioness queen with a purpose. Amen. Thank you so much for supporting the Lioness Queen podcast. Please subscribe and share this podcast with your family and friends. You can find the Lioness Queen podcast on any platform: iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, and Amazon. Also, please write a review. Reverend Dr. Marisha would love to hear how today's episode inspired and empowered you. Also, you can check out her website, www.iamthelionessqueen.com, for mugs, journals, and even if you want to reach out and contact Reverend Dr. Marisha. Don't forget to come back next Tuesday at 3 p.m. for more from the Lioness Queen.